Here's Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. If you live in Bend, you probably take phone and internet service for granted, and even more rural areas have access to these things. The Warm Springs Reservation is behind the curve on this, but a ribbon cutting today is allowing them to enter a new era. The reservation is opening its telecommunications company today, and their goal is to provide broadband and a dial tone to every tribal member. Jeff Onspa is the economic director for Warm Springs.
Right now, the penetration rates for telephone usage on the reservation is about 62%, 64%, and that's about what we think it is nationwide in Indian Country. Everywhere else in North America, it's about 98% in rural areas. And so we have to cure that ill first, and that's to get a line out to every tribal member.
The internet penetration on the reservation is around 30%. The new company was possible through more than $5 million in federal stimulus funds. Redmond school district leaders are encouraged by recent numbers that measure the amount of students graduating from high school. Year over year, they saw a dip in the dropout rate in Redmond. District spokesperson John Bullock says when the statewide data is released, there is often confusion with Redmond because they have a special program that allows students to take both high school and college courses at the same time. And that makes the four-year graduation number look weak.
Right. Our four-year cohort graduation rate looks low, and it is low based upon the measure that they use. But the reality is that we have over 100 students a year who are pursuing our advanced diploma, and those students would count as graduates if they weren't pursuing the advanced diploma. And so the five-year cohort model shows a more accurate representation of students graduating with a regular diploma than the four-year model does for us.
Bullock says the graduation rate for Redmond High School is 93%, and when you also factor in students getting GEDs, the dropout rate is around 2% for Redmond schools. Another Republican has thrown his hat into the ring for the Deschutes County Commissioner seat currently occupied by Alan Unger. 56-year-old Phil Henderson, a local attorney and home builder, says he hopes to focus on curbing the rising taxes and business development.
The other main goal I have is for economic development. And I think with my legal background and business training, I think I'll have a, start taking a look at some of the ways we can improve the economy of Central Oregon. The last 5 years have really been so hard on so many people. And I think we'll be looking at, restrictions and regulations from state agencies, state laws, whether it's land use or transportation or environmental laws, and then also looking how to expand existing businesses.
So far, the other Republican candidate is Bend City Councilor Tom Green, and Alan Unger, a Democrat, did not have any other Democrats declaring to run for the county commission seat. The primary is on May 15th. Nike chairman Phil Knight is getting praise and criticism for his comments during Joe Paterno's memorial service yesterday. Phil Knight told the 12,000 gathered at the service that that Paterno has been his hero for more than a decade, and he's lived up to that moniker every year.
In the 12 years since, through four losing seasons, Big Bowl wins, 12 win seasons, through All-Americas and players with criminal charges, with four-point students and players dismissed from the team for discipline, never once did he let me down. Not one time.
Nice. Said to raucous applause, the villain in this tragedy is the investigation, not Joe Paterno's response to it. But others took exception to what Knight said, feeling Paterno did not do enough to protect kids in the Jerry Sandusky child sex scandal. They felt addressing the scandal during the memorial service was in bad taste. And organizers hope the popular Chili Cook-Off fundraiser this Sunday will bring in a lot of money for local students and classrooms. The Education Foundation for the Bend Lapine Schools raises money for things like sports scholarships for local students. 1110 KBND's Julia Gray is a judge at the Chili Cook-Off. She says the money goes to a good cause and the event itself is very popular.
It's an awful lot of fun. We're going to have at least 20 entries in this, different types of chilies from different restaurants around town or in Central Oregon. And they're everything from a traditional chili, beef chili or pork chili, to I've had alligator, I've had duck, I've had vegetarian chili that's made with sweet potatoes, things like that. Very different. And you would think that they would run out of ideas. But no, there's no two that actually taste alike.
The Ace Hardware Chili Cook-Off, say that three times, runs from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Athletic Club of Bend. Adults are $10 and kids 6 to 11 are 5. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.